Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our reading and our listening to Durood Sharif on this great and Mubarak night, this night of Laylatul Jumu'ah, to be followed by Yawmul Jumu'ah, is a time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that أَكْثِرُوا فِيهَا الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيَّ, increase your salat and salam upon me on this night and on this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our recitation and our listening to the durood and salam. And dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran from amongst His many favors and bounties that He has sent upon His servants, that He has granted unto His servants, one of His big favors and bounties is a residence, a place of abode, a home. This is amongst the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah has given you your homes as a place of residence, as a place of sukoon. The word sakana in the root letters sa, kaf, noon indicates towards sukoon. It indicates towards tranquility. It indicates towards peace. That is what the home is supposed to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these homes as an abode and a haven of peace, a haven of tranquility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the home as a ni'mat in the Holy Quran. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in several ahadith that inna min sa'adatil mar'i, amongst the good fortune of a person is that al-manzilul wasi', that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a spacious house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a comfortable dwelling. This is amongst the good fortune of a person. And many other ahadith that speak about the house must be spacious for the occupants of the house. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person a comfortable home, a spacious home, then this is amongst the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that house must be used in various acts of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That house should be a headquarters of the malaika, and it should not be a markaz of the shayateen. May Allah protect our home from becoming a abode of the shayateen. They are also looking for B&B, bed and breakfast. They are also looking, the shayateen are also looking for accommodation. It comes very clearly in the Hadith Sharif that when a person enters his home and he makes salam and he reads the dua, then the shaitan say to each other, there's no accommodation here. There's no accommodation. But when he does not read the dua, he does not make salam, and he just enters the house like that with no name of Allah, then the angels say, the shayateen say that there's accommodation here too, and there's even food here. Partake of the meals too, partake of the comforts of this house too. There's accommodation here, there's meals here. So the home should be a markaz and a headquarters of the malaika coming. And it should not be a headquarters of the shayateen. When the malaika come into a house, then they bring, they are celestial beings made of light, nur. So they bring nur into the house. And they are Allah's obedient servants that never disobey Allah Ta'ala even for a blink of a second. So they bring with them rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should strive to make our homes the abodes for the malaika, that the malaika find themselves, you know, at ease and comfortable in our homes, and they love to come into our homes. There are certain things that drive the malaika away from the homes. لا تدخل الملائكة بيت فيه كلب ولا سورة وكما قال عليه السلام. That house in which there is a dog or there is a picture or an image or a statue, malaika will not enter into such a house. They will not come into that house. It's like a no entry sign put in the entrance of the house when we have these things, like we put a no entry sign, no entry for Malaika. So therefore, we should strive to create a good Nurani environment in the house, a conducive environment that even the Malaika feel comfortable, and the house should become a place of peace, tranquility, of love, of unity, of the family. It should be a place of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be a place of recitation of Quran. It should be a place of remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be a place of durood. It should be a place of learning and teaching. It should be a place where the various sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are put into place. And the home should be a place where we read our nawafil, nafil salahs are read, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned clearly, لَا تَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ مَقَابِرًا. Don't make your homes into a graveyard. And he was asked what that means. He said, in the graveyards people don't read nafil salah. So don't make your house like a graveyard, that you don't read any nafil salah in your home. Farz salah is to be read in a masjid. But then the nawafil, the sunnahs, etc., those should be read in the home. So that there's a share of salah in our home. The ladies might be reading, but even the men should read some rakats inside of the home. And these are the things that will bring about that nur and that surur and that peace and tranquility in the home. So this is how the Muslim home should be patterned. On the pattern of mashwara, everything should be done with mutual discussion, and then it should be, you know, there must be muhabbat and unity in the decision making, and the family should stay with mutual love and respect for each other, and there must be adab and respect that is prevails in that home. There should be no fighting, bickering, quarreling, arguing, screaming. All these things are not behoving of a Muslim home. Muslim home is really a haven. It is a place of such peace, like as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person a small taste of Jannah in the Muslim home. This is how the Muslim home is supposed to be. So alhamdulillah, we are here today. Our brother by Yusuf Siddat, mashallah, is moving into this new house, and all our satis and friends and family people are gathered here so that we start off on a good note, so that when we move into the home, then we should try to start off on a good note, because what starts well, then it will continue well, inshallah. But if we start on a bad note, then badness is going to prevail. If we start on a good note, goodness will prevail, inshallah ta'ala. So for that goodness to prevail, it is encouraged by the elders that Suratul Baqarah should be recited in the different rooms of the house. Then water dam is made, and the water is sprinkled all over in the walls, etc., and in the corners of the house, so that if there's any kind of undesirable elements lurking around, they all will disappear, inshallah ta'ala. In a moment Quran will be read here and zikr will take place, then automatically all evil spirits and evil influences disappear from that house, and then all the Malaika find their entry and they come into that home. So, as I mentioned earlier on, that the house should be made into a place where people are reading Quran. We should take out time. Today, unfortunately, there's time for other things. People are busy with so many other things, but there's no time for tilawat of Quran. Ideally, everybody in the house should have one time in which everybody is reading Quran. And in every room, if somebody is reading Quran, subhanallah, how nice it is. And people should be engaging in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood sharif, istighfar, kalima tayyiba. It is said about Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that in his house there was never a moment when everybody was fast asleep. There was always somebody awake in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole night. That means he would stay up one third of the night, and in that one third of the night he would be engaged in tilawat, zikr, nawafil, etc. Then he would go to sleep, then his wife would wake up, she would stay up for one third of the night, then she would go and sleep, then the servant would wake up and the servant would be in ibadat. And that is how their night was split up into one third, so that not one moment of the night there was ghaflat in the house and that there was no one making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot achieve such great achievements. We are weak, but at least a little bit to emulate these pious people, so that it, even for a short while, there's an environment of some amal in the house, some zikr, some durood sharif, some kalima tayyiba, some third kalima, some istighfar, some tilawat of Quran, some wazifa kitabs, Hizbul Maqbool, etc. has been recited. Hizbul Azam, Munajat Maqbool, these kitabs are being read, nafil namazes are being performed, Yasin Sharif, Tabarak, the various surahs of Quran are being recited, Jummah, Surah Kahf, etc. Or somebody is busy in dua. So this is how the environment should be created, like this in the Muslim home. And inshallah, from the first day and the very beginning this foundation is laid, then hopefully inshallah it will continue for a long time inshallah. This is a way of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat. The ni'mat of Allah ta'ala must be appreciated and it must be utilized in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be utilized in his disobedience. That is actually kufran in ni'mat. It is a rejection and an abuse of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make qadr and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat and this favor. How many people there are in the world today that don't even have a roof over their head? You don't have to go far away. Just drive in the streets of Overport and Durban and you'll see thousands of people are sleeping on the pavements. They also like to stay in a house. They would also like to be protected from the elements, from the cold, from the rain, from the heat, from the mosquitoes, from the creatures, from the crime, from the criminals. But they are much more. They don't have accommodation. There's no home they have. So they're sleeping on the streets. They're sleeping in the open. There are literally tens of thousands of such people in our own country. What a ni'mat it is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person a shelter. Allah ta'ala gives a person a home. What a big ni'mat it is. And this ni'mat must be appreciated. And it should be filled with Allah's remembrance and the zikr of Allah and the itaat and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not bring disobedience into the home. Things of disobedience. These days we find people playing music in their houses too loudly. That is the instruments of shaitan. We are inviting the shaitan directly into the home. And other such undesirable things, we should make every effort to keep our homes like how we worry about the physical cleanliness of the house. People don't like dirt in the house, and it's important to keep our houses clean also. This is also in accordance with the sunnah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized to sahaba, nazifu afniyata buyutikum, keep even the courtyard, in other words, your outside yard, keep your yard clean. So if there was so much of emphasis on keeping the yard clean, then what, would the house be kept dirty? No, there would be greater emphasis on keeping the house clean. So to keep the house clean, tidy, neat, everybody likes that. Nobody likes to stay in a dirty house. We'll employ people to come and clean the house and all of that. So just as we would like our house to be clean externally, everything must be physically, everything must be clean, then internally also we should not pollute the house and bring dirt and filth of guna and sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the house. Then we will see the sukoon, then we will see that peace, then we will see that enjoyment. That a person is like a king in his house, a lady is like the queen in the house. There's so much of sukoon in the house that a person goes out only for necessity and he wants to run back home because the peace he's enjoying in his house, he doesn't have anywhere else. Of course, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is undoubtedly the markaz of peace. But outside of that, where does he go? He doesn't go outside and waste hours of time on the pavements and in all these places with socializing with friends and this and that. He finds peace in his own home. He wants to come over here. Why? Because there's a mahol of peace in that house. So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant by Yusuf a very, very comfortable, safe, enjoyable, peaceful, tranquil stay in this new house. Allah put a lot of barakat here, a lot of muhabbat, lot of hifazat, lot of ulfat, lot of khair and afiat in this home. And whatever we recited from Quran Sharif, whatever we recited from Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala put the asrat of that here in the house, and Allah Ta'ala keep that going for a long time. Now inshallah we'll make zikrullah. Also that we can also have the atmosphere of zikr in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, inshallah, dua will take place.